Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the martyrdom of Saints Andrew Donlack and many priests, religious, and lay faithful martyred between 17th and 19th centuries in Vietnam. We ask them today to intercede for us in all our struggles as we struggle to persevere in and preserve our calling in Christ Jesus. In today's first reading, the Word of God says that while King Belshazzar and his court were celebrating with the vessels looted from the sanctuary of the temple of God in Jerusalem, the fingers of the Lord left a note for him on the plaster of the palace wall. In order to understand the message, the prophet Daniel was called in to read and interpret the message. That message foretold the end of the reign and life of Belshazzar. Yes, Belshazzar was found wanting because he failed to give glory to God who held his breath and all his fortunes in his hands. My brother, my sister, we must never forget the one who created us and upon whom we depend. He is our God. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Thus, as members of the household of the Lord, we bear in our hearts messages from the Lord written in our hearts. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 16 says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and inscribe them on their minds." Thus, I ask you, and I ask myself, what is the content of the Lord's message in my heart? What is the content of the Lord's message in your hearts? Is it a message of peace or a message of caution? If our message is a warning, then now is the time for us to seek the merciful face of the Lord Most High. King Belshazzar had no time to repent, but we can repent because our Lord Jesus has opened the door of repentance. Like the prophet Daniel, our Lord Jesus bestows mercy without charge, and he does not mark our guilt, says the psalmist of Psalm 130. Therefore, if the Lord has forgiven us, if the Lord has forgiven you, if you have received in your heart a message of peace, then may the name of the Lord be praised. However, our task is not over because we are called to keep our faith in the Lord. We are called to spread that faith and we are called to hope to receive the crown of eternal life. And those are battles that we must fight and win with our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10 says, "Faith must be upheld even if we have to die," says the Lord. The martyrs we are celebrating today kept that faith and were willing to die for it. Matthew chapter 5 verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And so, my brother, my sister, we must not be discouraged by betrayals and persecutions. For the Lord says in today's gospel that our endurance will win us our lives. Thus, we must stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to stand with confidence before the Son of Man. And so, may the Lord grant us the strength to pray today. May he grant us the grace to discern his messages in our hearts. And may the Lord help us to dwell in His presence forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.